What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, you were body surfing at Bolsa Chica, sir?
That is correct, right.
All right, tell me the story.
I had been body surfing the afternoon. I was there with my girlfriend. It was late, and we took a wave. I swallowed too much water, and next thing I knew, I was on the sand, okay, and I was vomiting, and I was told that I had swallowed too much water on impact on the waves.
And you had stopped breathing, correct?
That's what they told me. And I came to, and I was a little shaky, and I asked my girlfriend what happened. And that's when she made this comment about two of the lifeguards from the station. And she used the word, if you are a Latino, if you're a Hispanic male, you know that the word's an insult. And she said that they had double-teamed me. And so...
What does that mean, they double-teamed you?
Well, it's a sexual term. And she was laughing, and I demanded to know what she meant. And when she said they double-teamed me, she said one of them had put his lips, you know, his mouth on my mouth.
He had performed CPR on you.
Okay, I understand that. But this gets back to what I was telling you about our Latin culture and being a Hispanic male in a predominantly Anglo society where you're fighting for respect and you're fighting for your place, you know. A lot of times, females in the culture, in the Latin culture, are looking for ways to make you, you know, humiliate you. And when she said those two lifeguards double-teamed me, and she told me they put their mouths on me.
That's when you went home with her and assaulted her, right?
I slapped her, yeah.
Then you went back to the beach to confront these two men who had saved your life.
Because in order for you to understand my culture, you know, in my culture, if members of my community, the male members saw me with my lips on another man's lips. When my honor is at stake, it's like in the Jewish community where they keep kosher by eating meat that's not properly prepared. If you don't eat meat that's properly prepared, you're not keeping kosher, okay?
Well, you went back to the beach and you spit on these two lifeguards, though, sir, that saved your life.
If they had saved my life in any other way, it would have been fine with me. But you have to understand, when they performed CPR on me, and he had pressed his mouth on mine, and then my girlfriend said they pulled a double team, which is basically a gay porn term. I don't know if you're aware of that.
No, I'm not.
That violates some of the basic tenets of being a young Latin male.
All right, now, Brass, I understand that a lot of this has to do with the struggles of young Latin men in this culture. And without question, it continues to be difficult for people of color, not perhaps maybe as difficult as it was, but I won't quibble. I mean, it's difficult. You were afraid that somebody from your community would have seen that?
Somebody from my community had already seen it because there were friends of mine who were there who were going to go back and who are going to speak to the community about it. And so the basic education that needs to be done in the Anglo community when it comes to CPR is that when you are performing CPR, you know, on a Latin male or a Hispanic male, you have to understand it's something you have to accept, you know.
Accept what? To be spit on?
You have to accept some retribution from any Latin male that you're going to perform CPR on, because if members, like I said, of my community, members of my family, members on my street, seen me have my lips kissed, or it's not being kissed, but by a lifeguard who was kissing on me and had his mouth over mine, like as my girlfriend was laughing, saying, hey, you look like it's some double team, then you have to expect that.
Well, I think that you're asking the impossible, because you're asking that they save your life, but also accept that you spit on them.
But it's a cultural thing, and I don't see why we shouldn't be allowed to have that. The same way that the Asian people who are newly arrived here have billboards that are in Chinese, the same way that African Americans are allowed to have, you know, they're allowed to buy what they're allowed to buy. But
I follow that thing. What are African Americans allowed to buy?
Well, I'm just saying that there are certain affirmative action programs for black people.
Well, if you're trying to tie in, I don't know. I mean,
See, this is a cultural question, Mr. Henry, and that's why I say maybe you don't know.
Well, wait a minute. But if you're trying to tie in spitting on a lifeguard because he performed mouth-to-mouth on you because it's humiliating to you as a young Latin man, if you're tying that in with affirmative action, okay, it might be a long haul.
Well, no, I don't think it is. I just made the point. You know, it's like keeping, like Jewish people are allowed to wear the clothes they wear. And also, the kosher food. And so this is what we're asking for us. That's all I'm saying.
And you still want them to perform CPR on you. You go into the ocean as a young Latin man, you swallow too much water, do you want them to perform CPR?
I would rather they not, no. I mean...
Do you want to die?
No, of course I don't.
Then what do you want them to do?
I'm just saying, go ahead and perform CPR, but I'm going to have to save face at some point in the eyes of my community. You know, because when I go back and they say, hey, Brass, look like you got double-teamed by a couple of white boys down at Bolsa Chica, you know. I'm like, well, okay, now I got to get done. You know, I got to get busy and go back and reclaim my honor. That's all I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're on talking here with Brass Villanueva. He represents a group of he says, young Hispanic men who do not want to have mouth-to-mouth resuscitation performed on them unless it's made clear to those lifeguards that are doing it that there's going to be retribution for saving their lives. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, and I don't mean retribution, Mr. Henry, isn't taking a man's life.
No, but you're going back and you're spitting on this guy's face is what you did. That's what you did to that one, that guy, John Daniels, the one lifeguard.
I did. I spit on his face because my honor demanded it because the street's watching. See, the street's watching. Everybody knows the street's watching, you know. And in order for me to maintain my honor, and my importance on that street, because I'm the head not only of my family, I'm also the head of the, like, six different houses on that street. There's, like, probably 12 houses on our street. I run six of them. And that's the way it is in my culture, you know?
And so if you're telling me you get mouth-to-mouth resuscitation at the beach, culturally, you are knocked down a few pegs.
That is correct. That's right.
And you must have satisfaction.
I must be allowed to at least go up to the lifeguard and spit in his face or something, because otherwise my girlfriend will keep on talking about me getting double-teamed, and then next thing you know, L.A. County Sheriff's at my house, and my girlfriend's going down to county.
You're going to take it on a woman. You're going to beat a woman.
Hey, you know something? No, I don't want to beat no woman, but how come she's allowed to infer that I like it from a guy, you know, on account of he was saving my life.
Well, then maybe it's the problems with you and the girlfriend. And
No, you don't understand. You don't understand. You're Anglo, you know, you don't understand. You know,
don't tell me I don't understand, man. I mean, you're taking it out on your girl and the guy just saved your life.
Look, I would rather that he just not do that. You know, I'd rather they find another way for Hispanics to be saved from drowning. All I'm saying to you,
how are they going to find another way for Hispanics to be saved from... In other words, everybody else gets mouth-to-mouth. What do you guys get?
I don't know if you've seen about it on TV or any other place, but they push on your chest. They do...
That's part of CPR. That's the beginning stages of CPR. But if the breathing doesn't start, they have to go to mouth-to-mouth. 1-800-449-8686. Colby, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I've been listening to this, Phil, and I'm just a little bit confused. I mean, I understand that it's the cultural aspect of a Latino male, but if you're not going to be around to celebrate your culture because you're dead, because nobody actually took the time to
I'm not saying don't perform CPR, but you must understand that I have to have my honor restored because the street's watching me.
Okay, well, I understand you thinking that you need to have your honor restored. But
what do you mean have? Wait a minute, hold on. What do you mean have your honor restored? Because a guy...
Mr. Ernie, in my culture, in the Latin culture, that's considered. Maybe in the white culture, they don't mind. But in my culture, you are considered to be, excuse me for saying this, you know, you're like a fag, you know? And that's the lowest thing you can be. If you're Mexican, the lowest thing in Mexico is probably a Mexican fag. Probably in America, too. I don't know, you know.
Well, I don't like the use of that word, if you don't mind.
I'm sorry.
No, that's a horrible thing to say. But, you know, I don't understand that... I understand that, you think this is a cultural thing, and it probably is.
I mean, I think. It's my culture. What are you? You're some white girl, you know? Are you telling me?
You know, okay. Hold on for a minute, man. She's making a comment.
Okay, it's your culture. But if you're not around to put your culture because the and save your life so you can go on the next day and breathe and live, I don't understand why.
Back at the end of the World War II, the Germans who lost the war took the pistol and swallowed the barrel and blew the back of their head off, you know? Sometimes death is better. Sometimes death is better than to live. On my block, on my street, they look at me and they go, hey, there goes, you know, the lowest thing there is. A bracero fag. What?
You have that little respect for life then.
No, I got total respect for life.
I think what we're trying to do here, Brass, is understand. You need to spit in the guy's face, but you're grateful that you're alive?
I'm grateful I'm alive. All I'm asking is that when it comes to CPR, Latin males between the ages of, say, 16 and 30, that they develop some other means of resuscitating life other than a man, you know, basically, you know, with another lifeguard double-teaming me.
All right, thank you, Colby. 1-800-449-8686. The term double-team, as I understand it, is a sexual term. And this kid was drowning at Bolsa Chica Beach. The lifeguard gave him CPR. When he came to, his girlfriend said those two lifeguards were mouthing you, double-teaming you, some kind of a deal. So he went home, smacked his girlfriend around, and then came back to the beach and spit in the lifeguards' faces. And what he's demanding, as he says, the other young Latin males are demanding some other form of CPR other than mouth-to-mouth so that they don't lose honor on their street. 1-800-449, I don't see how the hell that's going to happen, but you want to know something? We've got driver's ed books in Vietnamese, so why not? 1-800-449-8686, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
You know how drunk a black man has to get to sleep with Reba McEntire.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Brass, back with us. Brass Villanueva. Now, you're going down to Bolsa Chica. This is a place where you like that beach. It's down kind of up towards Seal Beach?
Yeah, that's, you know, it's not surprising. You know, a lot of people in the Anglo community in Los Angeles County don't know where Bolsa Chica is, but that's always been a very favorite spot for members of the Latin community to go, you know. And so, and also Seal Beach, and also, you know, parts of Huntington Beach. But, and I enjoy the beach, and I also want to say right now that I appreciate what the lifeguards do and the rescue people do, you know, in Orange County and in Los Angeles County. But I come from the Latin community. I come from four generations in California, you know, Hispanic people, and you know, just because I'm drowning, and I'm sorry, yes, I was drowning, all right, and I'm glad that they saved my life, don't get me wrong. But when you apply CPR to a Latin male, my honor dictates that I must go home and deal with the woman first and then come back to deal with you, you know.
And what do you got to deal with the woman first?
Because nine times out of ten, when she sees you getting CPR, she's going to make some gay comment. So now you got to deal with her. Otherwise, the street's going to see that your woman is calling you gay blade, and you haven't dealt with it, okay? So that, and then I have to go back down to Bolsa Chica, okay? That's all the way down Beach Boulevard at 7 o'clock, which I don't know if you've gone down Beach Boulevard at 7 o'clock, but it's a pretty, you know, the drive-in's getting out.
Okay.
And I have to deal with these people, you know?
Well, you spit in the face of a couple of lifeguards that saved your life. That's the thing that people can't get around.
No, I'm saying I'm appreciating it, but they shouldn't have lip-locked me. That's all.
Well, dude, you call it lip-locking. It's called CPR, and it's practiced probably – it's practiced all over the world. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Gabby. Hello, Gabby. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. Hi, Gabby. How are you?
Good.
I'm going to give an opinion from another Hispanic person. This guy is trading on our culture.
She's like a female.
Saying that it's a cultural thing. And I don't want other people in the U.S. to be misinformed. This is not about a cultural thing. This is his problem and his insecurity with his sexuality. He fears that he's going to lose his respect on the street. He didn't have any respect on the street. If he has respect,
how do you know?
It's because
how do you
he's
know?
An honorable person. He's honest. He's a good man. And because somebody gives him CPR, he's not going to lose respect. Now, if he's an a-hole
how
and
do you
a
know,
bad person,
how do you know what about
and
my
he's
reputation
using
on my
force
street, you
to
know?
Get respect, then of course he's going to lose respect. They're going to use anything against him.
Okay, Mr. Turner, I'd like to respond to that.
Go ahead.
First of all, she doesn't know what my position on my street is. That's number one. Number two, she's not a male. She's not a Hispanic male. She doesn't know the pressure. And also, I want to point out, it was my girlfriend, okay, who said, hey, they double-teamed you.
Oh, but she didn't like you to begin
check
with.
It
give
out,
me a break.
You know?
She
check
disrespected you to begin with.
No,
and
not at
tell
all.
Me I don't know about males, Hispanic males. My
well,
father, okay, for the record, he's a colon and rectal surgeon. He looks at people's ends all day, and when he goes back to his home country,
you see
he's
how
a
she
hero.
The father? No,
he's a hero.
This is an example
of what
I'm saying. He's
an intelligent, respectful man who saves people's lives, as does a lifeguard. And my brother was in Iraq. He was in the military as a Hispanic
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's good. He mans up. That's good.
A respectful man.
But you come on the air and you dishonor your father by saying, yeah, he's got his finger up people's you know,
no,
behinds
I didn't
all
say
day
that.
Long.
My father is a hero. He saves lives all the time. And let me tell you, amongst other Hispanic males, he's not considered as a homosexual or that he's got some kind of, you know, weird career or whatever. They don't put him down for that. My dad is a hero. He saves lives every single
hey,
day.
I bet you one thing, he doesn't smell too good at the dinner table.
Oh, well, I'm sure you
all
don't
right,
smell
look,
too good at the dinner table all the time.
Come on, let's grow up here. Now, you came on here, and you wanted to talk about spitting in the face because...
First of all, Mr. Ernie, with all due respect to this lady, I don't know how she can say what my reputation is, okay?
All right, let's get past that.
But secondly, your reputation isn't based on culture. Your reputation should be based on who you are.
That's true.
It's disrespectful
okay.
as it's offensive to me that you're treating us on culture.
Can
this
I ask you a
is
question?
Not how Hispanic, well-bred Hispanic men are.
Does your father eat finger foods? Okay, that's just a joke, you know.
All right, are you joking around? Or are you,
No,
you're
just...
a wife beater, okay? You abuse women.
Excuse me, ma'am, she's
all
not
right?
my wife. She's not my wife, okay?
Your girlfriend, whatever. You should never, ever hit a lady.
Ma'am. First of all,
what
you should know, and you don't know, that when you apply CPR to a young Latin male, you lip lock him, and you're a dude.
Sir, my dad's a doctor. I know exactly
okay,
all the medical terms.
Okay, does your dad like
okay.
put his lips on guys?
I'm sorry.
Your dad puts his lips on guys.
If he needed to save somebody's life,
oh my God.
He would.
Oh my
he
God.
He is trained. Everybody in his office
oh my God.
And who works with him is trained in CPR. Everybody in my family, my brothers, my cousins, all
okay.
the males, were all trained
all
in
right.
CPR.
First of all, Mr. Henry, because she's Latin, she's a female, she doesn't understand. No Latin
no, no,
male,
no.
wait a minute, no Latin male wants his girlfriend or sister going on a national radio show and going, yeah, my dad puts his finger here, plus he's
I'm
torn on the cob at night, then my brother's
because I have
CPR.
Respect for him.
Well, that's
you don't
fine.
Lose respect
okay.
by somebody's
but
profession,
you should
somebody
ask,
who's a hero.
You should ask their permission before you go on the air and let the street know what they do. Now your father will lose respect
okay,
on the
first
street.
Of all,
what do you mean?
This is not the 1900s. I don't have to ask anybody's permission to express my opinion. I have freedom of speech. So
right.
does your girlfriend. So if she wants to say that somebody double-teamed you, then that is her right to do so. It is not your right
you
to hit
funny?
Her in
Can
response.
I ask you, do you think that's funny to say, hey, she says to me, Brass, you know, those two white boys double-teamed you. Do you think that's respectful?
Exactly. She doesn't respect you. Get rid of her, then. You
there's,
almost died.
There's good advice.
Yeah, that's right. That is good advice, but I still have to deal with it because the street's looking at me.
Is that, what do you mean the street is going to see? He better go home and beat that woman.
There are certain procedures.
There are not certain procedures. That is
hey,
that
I
is
I want to ask you something,
that,
really.
Do not blame that on culture.
I just want to ask you, really.
Do not pass it on culture.
Okay, Gabby, I just want to ask you. Does your dad eat corn on the cob?
What are you making jokes about what her dad does for a living?
I just wondered, after a long day at work, what her father does.
You know
does
what?
She come home and
you just made yourself look really ignorant, so keep on doing
you
it.
You are, dude.
Your arguments will hold no water. Every awful comment that you make.
Ma'am, your father, you say he's a hero, but he makes guys look like he's been riding a horse when they walk, you know? See, that's what I'm saying.
You're so ignorant.
Oh, man. All right, look at
God.
Gabby, thank you.
I'm ignorant because I'm trying
yes,
to respect... Have my respect on the street not be, you know,
but that's not a cultural thing. That's a
that's
you
a,
thing.
That's a
you
thing,
have no
dude.
Respect.
All right, Gabby,
you
thank
didn't
you.
Have it to begin with.
Are you kidding me? Hey,
first
of all,
you're probably like 100 pounds, little skinny,
no,
little wimp.
No.
And maybe you're just using like
I know martial arts, okay.
or something
first of all,
to
I,
make people respect you. But that's
I know
not
martial
how you
arts, and
respect.
I also run our car club, okay? So what do you know?
All right.
A car club?
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Did your dad ever put a banana in your shorts?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Brass Villanueva with us. when we're talking about the Latin, the Hispanic culture, specifically the urban, and I don't even want to say it's a Hispanic culture. What we're talking about here is a sort of a lower middle class Hispanic urban culture. But you say that to get mouth-to-mouth resuscitation as you received at the beach 2 weeks ago, you have to deal with the that's an assault to your manhood, even though you recognize those guys saved your life.
Well, and because we do recognize that they saved our life, that's why the Zapata tube is something that's been introduced to a lot of emergency wards.
Now, you've named this, the Zapata tube is named after a famous Mexican, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And it is a tube about 2.5 feet long, which anybody administering mouth-to-mouth can place on the mouth of the victim. They can stand 2 feet above that person and blow air into them.
That is correct. And we don't understand why it is that that cannot be implemented more readily at L.A. County at the level. They say they don't have the money, but they still have the money to, you know, bring the Raiders to town or whatever they're doing, you know.
The Raiders ain't been here, man, for 10 years.
Well, but, I mean, they still have the money to, you know, they have all the money for the blacks. Why don't they have some money for, you know, all I'm talking about is the Zapata tube isn't going to cost more than a couple of, I don't know, it's probably, to make it's only about $2 or something.
Well, it's just a plastic tube you stick on a guy's mouth, right?
That's correct, yeah.
1-800-449-8686. Odalay or O'Dales?
O'Dallas.
O'Dallas, hi. Go ahead.
Hi. I think this gentleman is very, I don't want him to represent the Latin culture, as he so calls it, because he's about as ignorant can get. If obviously he has problems with his own self-being as far as being, saying that I guess he's, he has to prove to his buddies that he's a macho. That's where it comes down to. That was back 1800s where you could not kiss somebody. I mean, obviously that CR back then didn't even exist.
Well, ma'am, I hope I have respect for my elders, and I have respect for the older traditions of our culture. And also, why can't L.A. County have the Zapata tube implemented immediately?
L.A. County doesn't even have money. They're closing down hospitals because they have no money.
Exactly.
You want them to have a tube because you're not self. You can't know that you are a man and have to tell your buddies, hey, man, you know, I have to go prove myself and spit on somebody because they try to save my life. Come on. And as far as your girlfriend, you need to dump her because if she's making fun of you, of a man that tried to save your life, she's not worth a dime. And I don't want the Anglos out there thinking that all Latin men think like this man because this is a small percentage of ignorant males that exist out there, and for the women
okay,
that are with them, they need
names
to dump them.
Okay, that's fine.
All these women that are with men like this that put up with... No. Let
you me
talk.
Me
you,
names.
Already
I
had,
mean,
you already had your opportunity to speak.
Well, what about the Zapata tube? Tell me about the Zapata tube and why you don't support it.
She just said L.A. County's busted, man. No bread.
Not even for the Zapata tube.
You know, when you come and you go on the radio and you try to make comments on things, you should read up a little bit more on what's going on in the world because right now you brought the blacks in. You didn't even know what to say about them. You brought the Raiders. You don't even follow sports. All you do is be in the hood and follow your little gangbangers, and that's probably what you do. And I don't want you to say that this is a Latin culture thing.
Ma'am,
this
every night on
Latin,
the radio
this
station.
This is not a Latin thing. This is a hoodlum people that are ignorant and
how
still
come the Lakers get everything?
In another, and they should be... Just go and live out in the desert with your little bodies and
let me ask you a question, okay? Okay, let me ask you a question. How come the Lakers get everything? Why do they get everything? Our community gets nothing.
What the sports have to do with
exactly.
CPR?
Let's stay on subject here, man. Now, first of all, the lady pointed out Los Angeles County has another closing down the hospital, closing down the urgent care, the emergency rooms. That's number one. Number two, you smacked your girlfriend. Okay, why not just dump her?
I'm going to dump her. I tried. Nobody let me say I will dump her, but first I have to deal with the woman. That is
okay,
the tradition.
But you don't have to deal with the woman because a man, what kind of a man is that goes around slapping women? It doesn't matter what she said to you. She could be out there and telling you off in front of your
buddies. You were just talking
that
about...
That makes you a better man because you went and slapped a woman. Oh, that's really being a macho.
You went and just talked about the older generation, and
that
my grandfather used to say
the
slap
when
the slap is a woman's best friend.
Women.
Are you kidding me, man, to slap a... You live in America, dude. Do you understand that?
Mr. Henry, I know I live in America, but it's easy for you. You're an Anglo man, and your woman respects you. The Latin women don't respect the Hispanic man. And
oh, bull crap. I'm listening
to... You know what? I'm married to a Hispanic man. My father is Hispanic. All of
but
my...
But look how you disrespect me. When I brought up the Zapata tooth, you laughed.
I've never laid a hand on a woman. They have more respect for women than anything else in the world. So how could you bring in this Latin thing? And I don't want
I'm
people out there
that
to think that this man represents the Latin culture, especially men. No, this is a small percentage of ignorant males that are out there.
Okay, I mean, you made your point. You know, you already made your point. You put me down. And
no, I'm not trying to put you down.
You're not trying to put me down.
You know
I want to wrap this up by saying...
And look at the real world, read up on things so you can be informed, and grow up, ignorance of childhood, like when you're
there was a time
old.
When a woman submitted herself to the slap. Now listen to you. Yeah, yeah, no, I'm not supposed to, yeah. And the other...
A time when the woman had submitted herself to the what?
To the slap.
I'm sorry.
You slap her across the mouth and you say, never do you disrespect me. Never again, not in my home.
You
and then she
not...
retires to the bedroom to cry.
No. You do not go around slapping women. You don't slap anyone.
Right.
If you are in a bad relationship, then you just walk out.
I want to ask a question. I got to ask a question here.
Women.
How can you seriously expect any county agency, any government agency, to fund something called the Zapata tube when they don't have enough money?
The Zapata tube is a lifesaver. It is a way to administer CPR to Latin males who don't want to be disrespected by a girlfriend who will reference a double team. And we submitted this proposal over 6 months ago to the county supervisor saying all of the men present here had been accused of double teaming.
What are you talking about, man? All these guys have been...
What is the person saving your life supposed to do? Excuse me, are we supposed to use this little plastic tube on the patient or should we do the mouth? Or are we going
to
get the lawsuit?
He has to determine the race.
No.
Dallas, I got to go. Thank
that
you very
ridiculous.
Much.
That is
ridiculous.
There's
better things to spend. Is he Hispanic or not? Then you use the Zapata tube.
All right.
Thank you. Oh, that's ridiculous.
Thank you very much, ma'am. 1-800-449. Are we breaking? Sorry.
What are you asking me?
I'm not asking you. No. We're not breaking? I think we have to. Thank you. We'll be right back with more phone calls as we continue to speak to this young man, Brass Villanueva, on the fact that down at the beach, this guy swallowed a whole lungful of salt water. Hasn't done that, I don't know who. But apparently he stopped breathing. CPR was administered. When he came to, his girlfriend made some crack about how he'd gotten mouth to mouth. And so he went home, smacked her, and then drove back to the beach and spit in the face of the two. And he says he's grateful that he had his life saved, but he had to deal with this disrespect to his honor. Now he's proposed, he and some other guys, the Zapata tube, named after Emiliano. What's the guy's name? Emilio Zapata, a great Mexican hero. You can breathe through this tube at a distance of 2 feet, and you won't look like you're being, I think I wrote it down here, double teamed. 1-800-449-8686, world famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 2 feet shorter than models. 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Henry Show is back.
And if we can get some backing for the Zapata tube.
You're not going to get any backing for it. I don't know who's going to back you to give you enough money.
People who are interested, right now, I have a proposal into Air America, which is the radio network, Mr. Henry, that does have a concern for... members of the Hispanic community, I have a proposal into the Pacifica Foundation, which is a radio communications company, which does have a concern for the Hispanic people. And I have very good connections to both those places, and I understand that they are going to feature us this weekend, in fact, on Air America, to talk about the Zapata tube and the respect that is, you know, incumbent upon it.
You got to be putting me on that Air America would do a whole... Well, I guess I'm doing an hour with you.
Yeah, hey, yeah. How do you like me now? God, you walked into that one, didn't you, man?
You know what, man? Don't bother critiquing my show, okay? I make a mistake. It's typical. Air America makes a mistake.
Are you going to say it's typical?
No, I'm just going to say those cats are like probably ought to be in a better position to get better guests. 1-800-449-8686. Gabrielle, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello, Mr. Henry.
Hi.
I live in South Texas, not about a 2 hour drive from Mexico.
What's your name, man?
My Gabriel.
Oh, he spelled your name like it's a chicks or something.
See, that's an example of what I'm talking about, Mr. Henry. This gentleman's name is Gabriel, Your screener spells his name like he's a woman.
My name's been mistaken for Gilbert,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, okay, but don't...
It makes no difference what my name is.
Don't you want respect? Don't you demand satisfaction?
Should I go ahead and go spit on your screener because he spelled my name wrong?
Well, you should at least confront him and say, are you calling me gay? Or are you saying that? You know, that's all I'm...
Oh, come on. The guy made a mistake.
I'm Hispanic male, but I'm American. My family's been here in America, so... But I'm still Hispanic.
Okay.
And I think this is all in his head. His girlfriend, as the women said, his girlfriend has no respect for him. Maybe he has no respect for her. Maybe he has no honor, and he's trying to prove he has honor in his own mind to his friends.
Well, wait a minute. I don't know. You said a whole lot of stuff there, okay? You said my girlfriend doesn't respect me? How come she's at the beach with me?
Maybe she thinks she has no self-respect for herself either.
Well, that, you know...
She thinks you're the best she can get, and apparently she's the best you can get.
Well, I can tell you right now that my brother and I just put $500 a piece into an auto detailing business, okay, so...
Big deal. So that means you can get better women or not?
Do you own your own business? Okay,
no.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
$500, okay. I can come up with $500 right now. Also, for whatever I want.
Well, talk is cheap, you know, but first of all, my girlfriend, okay, and I told her, and I have her I got her name tattooed on my arm. It says Sylvia,
okay?
Sylvia number one.
Why are you slapping her then?
Because
no man should slap a woman, regardless of race.
She said that the guy double-teamed me? Come on.
Yes, okay, and you can't deal with it? Are you real insecure about this?
She said it in front of members of our neighborhood.
So you're still insecure about it?
Yeah.
About your manhood or your sexuality, possibly?
Every week when we go down to the corner and we do splits, okay? And
what do you mean splits?
We share splits of champagne.
Wait a minute, dude. I just want to know. I want to know something. You and your buddies go down to the corner and drink champagne, and you're worried about your image?
Is it rosé?
Oh, whoa. Okay, so you're calling me gay.
Dude. Come
okay.
on,
Listen,
man.
Look, he's talking about Hispanic this and Latin that, but yet he's freely open to mention gays, blacks, Jews, Jews dressed this way. All this stuff.
That's
and
what I'm saying.
He's racist also.
No, how am I racist? I'm saying if they're allowed
He's not even ignorant. He's ignorant.
Okay. Like new word or something? First of all, if Jewish folks are allowed to do this and black folks are allowed to do that, the Zapata tube is...
Well, you forget the Zapata tube. It isn't going to happen.
Why can't he just get his own Zapata tube and keep it on him with a note pinned to his Speedos or whatever?
Okay, see that... You don't understand, Mr. Ernie. He was totally calling me a fag.
And I do not want to hear that word on my show.
I'm sorry.
Why did you say that?
He said I wore a Speedo. No Latin male. Oh, man.
Go to South America. Go to Rio.
Hey, yeah, that's South America.
I didn't know.
You know,
I know South America wasn't Latin.
I come from Hollenbeck, L.A., okay? You know, I'm not talking about South America. It's crawling with queers, okay?
Okay, that's it. Thank you very much, Gabriel.
Well, I mean, if you want to cut me off because you don't want to hear the plight of the Latin male...
The guy said it right. Go get your own Zapata tube, stick it in your pocket with a note pinned to your bathing suit saying, use this in case I'm drowning.
Oh, that'll make me look like a geek.
I'm supposed to read this. If you're interested in funding production of the Zapata tube... Please listen to KPFK this weekend. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Coming up, we have... Oh, I forgot, bud. Who is it?
Let me look.
Thanks. I'll look for it. Takes you that long. Coming up. We'll be talking with Father James McQuarters, and Father McQuarters will be discussing the trauma of the hurricane and how it affects young people, and looking at the result, not so much of Hurricane Katrina, but these two levees breaking on the Mississippi River. The city of New Orleans is underwater, folks. I don't know if people are really grasping this. You know, imagine if I said to you 80% of the city of Chicago is underwater. You're going to get a feel of this thing? 80% of the city of New Orleans is underwater. The city is underwater. And I just saw my old neighborhood, the West Bank, is underwater. And there's a reason why it's called the West Bank, because it's on the bank of the river. And the levee runs right near there. And I used to go running on that levee when I worked in New Orleans. And I'm telling you right now, we're below sea level there. And that whole area, man, you're talking about, it's Charles de Gaulle Boulevard leading off of the bridge there over into Algiers and the West Bank. That's all submerged. It's more than a drag. This is going to be one hell of a cleanup. 100 people dead in Mississippi. They are pushing the dead bodies out of the way just to get the people to rescue them. And now there's looting. Oh, yeah, all right, thank you. That's great. Needed that. So the cops are basically walking up to these guys and saying, put it down or, you know, you're going to be looking for your brains next week. And so they're dropping it. But there's been looting in the city of New Orleans as well. So stay tuned to your news station or something. I don't know, man. But God bless those folks. What the hell is that? That's from the hurricane flooding the river and then the levee broke. Who's in charge of that river? Hey, by the way, how long is it going to take before they start blaming somebody? Maybe they'll want Bush's impeachment. I don't know, man. It sucks. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Father James McWhorter's on. The kids are so traumatized, maybe they ought to be allowed to call their teachers, you know, the C word.